when the earth it throws us from its surface into again to that destination, we will be gone for 50,000 years before we will reach our destination. Not a single one of us will be left behind. All of us, we will have to reach there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that in the Quran, that the earth, alqat, means shot out, threw away. At that day, we wish to give our sons, our daughters, our wives, our companions, our friends, as a ransom in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can run away from that punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nothing will help us at that day. Nothing except what we have introduced to ourselves in the day, in this life. In the land of Mahshar, where all the human beings will be gathered, there will be from Adam alayhi salam until the last person on this earth, that the sun, actually the light of the sun will go, but the heat of it will still be, and it will be almost as far a distance as a mile from our heads, where people will be sweating in their places. The hadith describes some of them will have the sweat up to their ankles, some of them up to their waist, some of them up to their mouths, and people will wish, we will be wishing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and do the judgment, so they can go, even if it's the hellfire, they just do not want to wait in that situation any longer. At that day, people will seem to be intoxicated, even though they are not intoxicated, but it's from the what they realize is going to happen, and what is happening to them then. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore in the Quran that this day is coming, and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. When certain ayat in the Quran were read in Umar for the first time, radiallahu anhu, he got sick for 2 months, and people come visit him, none of them know why he was sick. And basically it's because of some ayat he listened in the Quran, here in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people who deserve the hellfire will be thrown in the hellfire. And they will be wishing to go back. And they will be wishing to get the enjoyment of this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a veil and a barrier between them and any lustful or anything that they desire. And this is as a punishment, because they used to ignore Allah's command and they just got arrogant in this life and never believed in Him. So what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for this moment where we have to present ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't we start working for this now? Why are we waiting? Why are we being lazy? Even animals would be gathered in the Day of Judgment to prove to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the most just. Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that the sheep that has horns, that slams another sheep that does not have horn, that in the Day of Judgment, the one that did not have horn will have horn and hit the other one the same way the other one hit in this life. This is to show the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nobody can run away from it. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them all sand. And then the kafir, then they will wish to have been sand. They will wish to have been animals so they can turn to sand. When the earth shoots us, we will gather as what our hearts has contained. The people who have a good heart will be gathered with the people who have a good heart. The people who had doubtful heart will be gathered with the people who have doubtful heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, that nothing can help you, nor your money, nor your kids can come and intercede for you, except what your heart has in it, and except what your good heart has in it. The harsh person will be gathered with the harsh person, and the disobedient person will be gathered with the disobedient person, and the one who has got an honest heart will be gathered with the person who has an honest heart. So think for yourself, whom do you want to be gathered with? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make this happen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the human being will be gathered with the one who loved. And love here means that love that you want to follow, that you have put this person to be your role model, and you spend your life trying to become like them. And whoever that person is, you're going to be gathered with. If it's a good person, inshallah, you'll be gathered with good people. Otherwise, you know what the result will be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that if you see somebody mocking our ayats, or mocking the Quran, do not sit with them. If you do, then you are one of them, and you will have the same destination they do. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the munafiqeen and the kuffar in the hell fire all together. And this is a warning for us, so we know whom we want to follow and whom we want to have as our role models. So whom do we really love? Allah and His Messenger, or the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the enemy of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ask yourself that question. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the girl or the boy that was buried alive. And in the Quran it says the girl who was buried alive, if she will be asked with no guilt on her part, imagine what happens to the person who has buried her alive. If the oppressor or the oppressed one is being asked, imagine what's going to happen to the oppressor. If Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be asked, imagine what's going to happen to the people who have sent Allah sent Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a messenger. Everybody will be asked. There's no escape from that. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala will have the scales of what goodness have you done and what you have not done. And whoever does heavy on the scale of goodness, he will be, inshallah, entered to the hellfire, to the Jannah. And whoever does little on the goodness scale, he will be entered in the hellfire. So ask yourself, how much have you offered? How much have you prepared yourself to that destination? Ask yourself that question. So we have been distracted from following the religion of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, or you basically understood the religion of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, just decided to ignore it, or you basically got lazy in inviting people to the religion of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. You have to be careful, because the destination and the destiny is coming, and you have to answer Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala one day to all what you have done. Do you think you will have a heavy scale of goodness while your heart is sealed by the sins that you have committed and what you've been gaining throughout your life? There's an evidence that basically a narration where a person who was a righteous person, his friend died, and he asked Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for a whole year that he show him this person in dream. And a year later, the person came and he said, "I swear, just now Allah Subhanahu wa Taala was done with me, questioning me. He asked me about everything, every little and big thing, to the point that I used to carry woods to my neighbor, and there was a little stick one time that I took with me, and I cleaned my teeth in it before I gave it to him, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has even asked me about it." And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala described that in the Quran when He hands us our book, that everyone will be looking and say, "What is with this book? There is nothing we have done, little or big, that has not been documented." And they find present to them what they have done, and Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not oppress anybody. On that day, any atom of goodness or badness you have done, you will see. And Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, one time a poor person came to her and asked her for food, and she only found in her house one grape. So she gave it to that person. He said, "What is this? This is not much." She said, "Have you not read what Allah..." She asked him, "How many atoms does this weigh?" He said, "It's a lot." So Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, "And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you good for one atom. So imagine how much this will be counted for." So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that day, the people who have done good will be given their book in their right hand, and the people who have done evil will be given their book in their left hand. And then the people who have done good, they will be celebrating and telling everybody, "Now I am for sure that I will get my reward." And the people who have done evil and will be going to the hellfire, they would say, "Oh, we wish that we have done good. Nor our money, nor our kids have helped us. I wish I was not here. I wish I was never here to see this. I wish the death was the end of everything." And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to cast him to the hellfire. And Shaykh just recited some poetry which translates to, "Do we know what our destination is? We hope to get our books in the right hand. But if we don't, that means we are casted in the hellfire for good. And we wish to come back to this life so we can do good. But we are destroyed in the hellfire, and the only time we are made up back to our shapes, so we can go back into the hellfire punishment again. There is no escape from it. There's only cry that you can scream and out loud, wishing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you and bring you back to this life so you can do good, but it's not going to happen." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing in the Quran how serious of a matter it is, the day of judgment, to the point that the heavens were created with nothing to support them, because they are so tied up together. In that day, it would be broken to pieces. The same thing with earth. So imagine that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that, He will fold the heavens and the skies as if a person folds a piece of paper. This all comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brings it back to its original form. And it's not going to exist to the same way that we are now familiar with. A human being then will say, "Where is the way out? Do we have a way out?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "No, except the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. That if we have done good, then inshallah our way is to go to Jannah. Otherwise we're in big trouble." And that day of judgment will not pass away without the hellfire brought. And on it will be basically some type of a bridge. And as good as people done, they will be able to walk fast or slow on that bridge. Some people just go as fast as the lightning. Some people walk as if they were walking this earth. Some people will be crawling on it. And some people, the hellfire will come into the land of gathering and just swallow them into it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by that in the Quran, that there is not going to be anybody who is not going to go across the hellfire.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Day of Judgment, how when the angel blows into that pipe, I shouldn't say pipe, but some type of instrument, that basically we all resurrect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then each one of us will be walked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with two testifiers. One is an angel and one is the devil. And the angel is the one who incites you to do good in this life, and the devil is the one who incites you to do bad in this life. And each one of us have two of those with him, an angel and a devil. And then the angel will come and say, "This is what I have, what I present to you, O Allah." Throw in the hellfire, talking to other angels, whoever does not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, throw in the hellfire whoever does not do good. And then the devil will speak in a minute. And he will say, "Oh Allah, I did not really lead him astray. He was lost." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Do not argue in front of me today. Both of you will be cast in the hellfire. I have sent warnings to you, and my rules will not change, and I do not oppress people. This is basically what you have gathered in this life, and this is the time you'll be paying for it." In that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the hellfire, "Have you been filled? Are you full with people now?" And the hellfire will respond and say, "Is there more, O Allah?" And then heaven will be brought closer to those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "This is what I have promised you for everyone who has believed and came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an honest heart and a believing heart." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Enter it with peace. This is the day of lasting, Yawm al-Khulud, which is the 7th days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And that's the day of the final destination, either to hellfire or to heaven. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "Do not be fooled by those people who are kuffar and who laugh a lot in this life. Because from the moment they die until for infinity, they will be crying blood, not tears, for what they have done and for what they will see from the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Brothers and sisters, let's return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the Day of Judgment comes, to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that nothing will help you except what we have done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who believe, protect yourself and your family from the hellfire that is fueled by the stones and the bodies of human beings." And guarding the hellfire are some tough angels that they do not disobey whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered them, and they do what they have been ordered. Brothers and sisters, I have reminded myself and you with what all these 7 days. So what have we prepared for it? What have we done for that? We need to ask ourselves that question. Everything we have done is written, and everything we have said, done, or whispered, or whatever, it will be counted against us, and we will have to face it one day in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as one poet would say, that everything you have done will be written, and one day you have to come back and answer to it. That your heart is basically caught up with this life, and you really are paying so much attention to this life that, you know, really making you suffer. You gather money from unauthorized way, from haram way, and you gather sins as you go, and you really do not care. Do you not remember that death will come to you one day, and all of a sudden now that you're not healthy anymore and you're dying, and all that you have done in this life is going to come back basically and haunt you if you have done bad? This is again still translating of what the poet would say, or had said, to be more accurate. And then the poet continues saying that one day you will die, and people will put you in your grave, and they will cry on you, and then you have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what you have done. Therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, because He is the only one who forgives your sins. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, "Oh my master, do not punish my body with the hellfire, because I cannot stand your punishment." And this is again a rough translation to what the poet has said. Jazakumullahu khairan, inshallah this will be the end of our lecture.